He's still headed for a high temperature around 74 later on in the day. But right now, at least we'll say that it will be a little bit warmer tomorrow as we head for a high around 80 for Wednesday and Thursday. Still a chance for some rain over the weekend, but that's way off weather-wise, so we'll see how it all works out. In the meantime, I get to welcome in a couple of guests from Hopestone Cancer Support Center. And I'm going to start with Executive Director Debbie Halpin. I'll also welcome Jerry Nicholson in a little bit later on. And she says she prefers the term, the title of Girl Friday, and I will not dispute her. First of all, Debbie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
First of all, I'll remind the public that, it's been a while, several months now, but Hopestone is not where you started out.
No, it is not. We purchased the former Crest building. Mm-hmm. Used to be Bartlesville Office Supply.
Yeah, let's go ahead and move this door just a little bit more.
And we did some major renovations to that building. Mm-hmm. Through the generosity of the community. All those donations were paid for.
It does help, a dollar or two at a time.
It does. It definitely does. $450,000, actually. So those renovations are complete now. We've been there since January of this year. Mm-hmm. And things are just topping. We now have our licensed massage therapist, Tim Morris, mm-hmm. who is formerly with New Horizons, is now in our space, and he specializes in lymphatic drain.
Now, I have no doubt that if you simply say, I just want a total relaxing massage, he's qualified, he will be happy to do that.
He is qualified.
It's just not what he's there for.
Yes, exactly. He is qualified to do that, and he's very good at that, but he more is a fixer of problems. Mm-hmm. As I said, he specializes in lymphatics, which, as you know, is a huge piece of the cancer recovery, especially with the lymphedema issues.
Sure.
He does trigger point. He does deep tissue. They call him the muscle whisperer for a reason.
There are a lot of folks in town that have fibromyalgia-related conditions. It's not cancerous. But, you know, when you can find somebody that does trigger point massage and some of the other things, they're popular.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, he's a very, very, very busy man. So he's now in our space. And so is we have a licensed counselor from mm-hmm. Samaritan Counseling mm-hmm. who comes and does some counseling for us on Wednesday afternoons.
Also a big part of the process.
Huge. And Mona Huckabee, who was formerly with the Journey Home,
yeah.
she does all of our grief work, grief and terminal illness work. So it's really coming around. Our kids' space is now complete. Our kitchen is all done. So it's definitely coming around.
That's nice to see, and I have no doubt that with the increased square footage, you're probably busier than you used to be.
Oh, yes, very, very busy. Our exercise program has kind of exploded. We're very honored to have Judy Fu, who is mm-hmm. a master at Tai Chi. She now is going to be having seven classes, total of seven classes at Hopestone.
Wow.
We have a balance program called Fall Proof. We have our yoga classes with Bea Bradley, and she's added some evening classes to the schedule, and Pilates. So we have a restorative Pilates with Nancy Dykstra, as well as a more overall general type of Pilates with Amanda in the afternoon. So really exploding with the exercise programs as well.
Well, and I think that's part of, as I understand, the original mission of Hopestone is to care for the total individual.
That's exactly what it is, Charlie, exactly. And that was Jennifer's mission, to establish a place where we didn't so much address the medical side of things.
We have a lot of qualified people for that.
Yes, but we would take care of the mind, body, spirit type of things. And I think we've accomplished that pretty well.
And you seem to be doing it just about every day.
Yes.
I'd probably take a Sunday or off or something like that. But
yeah.
Just about every day.
Just about every day. It's definitely a full-time mission, and just so honored. I just feel very, very honored that I've been given such a great gift.
Well, you do have an art show coming up, and this is,
I
think, the visual arts. You've always had some type of a display in mm-hmm. in your facilities.
So this year, what we decided to do, we're not going to do our annual fundraiser this year in December. We're going to, I know.
or I guess, you seem to be doing well.
We are, but we're going to move that into the springtime. We thought that would give people a little bit of a break from that chaos of all those fundraisers around the holidays. We will do a bake sale, like a take and bake kind of thing on a Saturday in December, where people can come and buy all kinds of baked goods and meals and things like that that they can throw in their freezer for the holidays. So trying to be a little more helpful to people's holiday needs rather than adding an additional fundraiser on top of it.
Well, I think that I don't know that you had ever contemplated evening hours, but with the ice skating and everything else going on downtown, you could be a good destination for folks.
Definitely. So we decided this year we're going to partner with some old birds and some new birds.
Birds of a feather, so to speak.
Yes, birds of a feather. Well, we'll have our cancer art downstairs. So that is art that is done by our cancer patients and survivors. Mm-hmm. So that art will be for sale downstairs, and all the proceeds from the artist's painting go back to the artist. So we have some phenomenal paintings downstairs. And then upstairs will be our birds. And those are ladies who have a connection to Bartlesville in some way, shape, or form. A lot of them donate to us for our annual fundraiser, and they will be donating pieces as well as at the end of their show for us to use in the springtime. But we are so excited to have them into our building. They are just treasures. Most of them definitely have an affiliation with us. So when they asked us to host this, we were very, very excited. And the proceeds, the $5 donation at the door, will all go back to Hopestone. So that's kind of how we worked it out. So we get all these fantastic artists to come on into the building. We get people in the community who may not know about Hopestone mm-hmm. into the building so that they can kind of see what we're all about. And we get a great group of ladies to work with.
That's marvelous. Well, I know Jerry Nicholson has been patiently sitting next to you and actively involved in the conversation, but not saying anything. Good morning, Jerry. Thank you so much.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
As your role of Girl Friday or somebody who gets everything organized for the show, sounds like you've been having a busy set of weeks here recently.
Well, we have, and it all started back at the beginning of the year mm-hmm. at coffee at a friend's house who was one of the, if you will, original birds.
Okay.
There's been an art show in the past called Birds of a Feather mm-hmm. that many in the community will be familiar with, but they haven't done the show for the last couple of years because they kind of lost their venue. They lost their area. And I said, you need to do it again. I've missed it. I did my Christmas shopping. I got Christmas decorations. I've got a gorgeous coffee table in my house that came from Birds of a Feather. And they said, well, we don't have a place, and we're sort of not really organized right now.
I think I hear you saying to them, you're not accepting their excuses.
And somehow my hand went up. I don't know what happened. And so I just said, if I can find the place. And of course, the first thing that came to my mind was Debbie Halpin and the wonderful new Hopestone building. Mm-hmm. Debbie has been generous and wonderful in helping us get established there. We'll have between 15 and 20 local artists and a couple who are coming home, so to speak, who have lived here but are coming back just for the show. As Debbie mentioned, there'll be an admission fee of $5
Pretty
that
reasonable.
Goes to Hopestone. So what I want, the word I want to say this morning is exposure. We want to expose our artists who are wonderful and have such a variety of art forms to show, mm-hmm. as well as expose Hopestone for anybody in the community who doesn't know about this amazing work that they do. I do want to emphasize again, as Debbie mentioned, there's an elevator. There's a new elevator. So going upstairs will be very easy. The show is on Friday and Saturday. It's on Friday from 9 until 6. It's on Saturday from 9 until 2. And that's at 206 Southeast Frank Phillips, mm-hmm. for anybody who doesn't know where Hopestone is. Some of the things that we will have, but not all, are designer-styled clothing. Who doesn't want that? Mm-hmm. We've got whimsical art.
Oh, okay.
Serious art. Fall and Christmas decorations. There are two different artists who will have watercolors and oil paintings. A local artist who does hand-painted lampshades with a completed lamp. They are wonderful.
I'm sure no two are exactly the same.
No, they are not. And I asked her how she chooses her designs and what have you. And she said, I just put my pen on the lampshade and I see where it goes. So I can tell you, Debbie can tell you, she's seen Carolyn's work and it's really wonderful. There'll be jewelry, Southwestern items, homemade note cards, homemade pillows, Christmas decorations. So you need to come and get your fall Thanksgiving decor for your tables, your Christmas, and do your Christmas shopping and contribute to Hopestone all in one spot. And we will be offering coffee and cookies so you can sit and visit while you ponder what you want to go back and buy.
Right.
And Debbie has provided a wonderful seating area where friends can gather and talk. So we hope it'll be a fun and festive couple of days for the community.
Well, and I can even see a possible, you know, but if you attend on the first day, which is something I try to always recommend, come early.
Yes.
You may find yourself going back on the second day just to say, you know, I saw something, I didn't buy it, but I should have. I need to go back.
I did that with the beautiful coffee table that I saw a few years ago. I went home and pondered it and thought about it, looked at the pictures I took of it, and the next day I woke up and was like, oh, I'm not sure. So I got a friend. I said, you come go with me. I want you to look at the table. And she said the three magic words, write the check.
I could hear the story going a different way. I thought the friend bought it. Okay.
I'm excited because there's Hopestone Pottery in the show.
Okay.
We have our Hopestone Potters, and one of our potters is going to have some of her pieces. So I'm pretty excited about that Hopestone Pottery.
Well, it sounds like it's a unique piece of gear, and once you've got it, you probably recognize it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, this is a marvelous art show, community service, social day / fundraiser.
Yes. Yeah. And we get the word out because we are having some events coming up. You know, we have our Women's Health Day. We've had our Men's Health Day.
Mm-hmm.
We had just finished up our kids' camp, and they painted a fabulous new buffalo on the wall.
Great.
At Hopestone. And we're going to have our Women's Health Day.
When's
and
that?
We'll have October 28th.
Okay.
From 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And we're going to have Dr. Carrie Williams, who's here with her new club.
Mm-hmm.
Club Med.
Sounds correct. If I
and a oncological physical therapist who's going to be coming up from Stevenson Cancer Center.
Okay.
And then in the afternoons after lunch, we're going to have an afternoon with some pampering. So we'll have mini facials, massages, some little mini yoga sessions. So we're pretty excited about that.
Tell the rest of the family
tell
the rest of the family you're not coming home till tomorrow.
That's right, exactly. And then December 2nd, which is the day of the Christmas parade,
mm-hmm.
We're going to be partnering with Tri-County Tech. And they're going to be working with us on our cancer survivor holiday party. So we'll have a buffet type of dinner mm-hmm. at Hopestone. And then our patients and their families can watch that fabulous parade from our second floor.
That gives it's a great perspective. I think everybody needs to view a parade from above.
Yes.
You know. It's a unique perspective, and I think sometimes you'll see things that you didn't realize were there, and also just the fact that because you're getting that bird's eye view, the parade looks different.
Oh, it looks totally different. We did it last year. One of my board members and I, we invited some individuals down to watch with us, and it was amazing because I had never really seen a parade.
Mm-hmm.
from, you know, up above. It was beautiful. Yeah. It was absolutely beautiful. And like you said, a totally different perspective of the parade.
Yeah.
So we're very excited for our cancer patients and their families to have that opportunity.
Now, for those that are not plugged into Hopestone, there are all kinds of definitions of cancer survivor. The medical community has one. The National Cancer Society, particularly for the Cancer Walk, has a, you know, if you got your diagnosis yesterday, you're a survivor sort of thing. Elaborate on who you're inviting for your Survivor Day.
So my definition of survivor is anybody who has been diagnosed or had that word tossed at them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very scary word.
It is.
And, you know.
You're sitting with two survivors this morning.
Yes, we are both survivors.
I am honored. Okay.
So, and that starts right from that word. Well, the minute you get that word, you hear that word. You're going to survive. We're going to take you right by the hand and take you through that whole process and do everything that we can do, mind, body, and spirit, to get you through that. Because, you know, we're all here to be a service.
Mm-hmm.
And our purpose and our mission is to make sure that we fulfill that purpose, that we take care of one another right from the very beginning. You know, that was Jennifer McKissick's goal, was to make sure that people understood from the minute they heard that word, they are not alone.
Yeah.
They are not alone.
Yeah.
And we'll do everything that we can to help them, from, you know, providing family meals to providing them with a mentor to sit and talk with them to answer their questions. Our therapists, our massage therapists, our counselors, our exercise program, our artists, you know, whatever we need to do to make this journey that they're on a little bit easier, that's what we're going to do.
Well, and Jerry, I think particularly as I look at it, and you're much more involved than I am, but I see Hopestone as a very positive, very uplifting experience. So you are, I don't know, just calmed from the minute you walk in.
Absolutely. And I think that that's one of the things that that needs to be stressed. In an early diagnosis, there is that feeling of aloneness. And this takes that away. You are, again, sort of birds of a feather. You're in a group that has experienced this. There are people that you can talk to that understand what you're talking about. And there's joy in finding people that understand you and knowing that people care and want to help you through this. And I think that it's hard to explain that to someone outside of that circle. But all of us are going to get there, either as a person who's been diagnosed, a family member has been diagnosed, a neighbor, a friend. And it touches on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there is a place to go. And I think one of the things that I would want to emphasize is that people often are uninsured or underinsured.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that are needed, just medical supplies, medication, someone to get you to the doctor, someone to maybe buy a tank full of gas for you, mm-hmm. someone to bring a meal. All those things, all that outreach makes such a difference. And as time goes by, it makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And in time, you are able to take that place to be the person who's on the giving end of it.
Well, and I think for the giver, we all have felt that experience at one time or another. I'm sorry, it just makes you feel good, you know?
Yes. Yes.
And
I think we always feel good when we can help somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And I know Debbie kind of alluded to that. I'm not sure you used those words, but that, again, the underlying mission.
So, yes.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a fun event. Now, it's this Friday and Saturday for
it's
the Art
this
Show.
This Friday and Saturday. Friday, October 20th, this coming Friday, 9 until 6. The doors open at 9. Be there. And Saturday from 9 until 2. That's on the 21st. And we will be there at having fun, looking at interesting things, having coffee and cookies, meeting friends, and supporting our Hopestone Cancer Center, Support Center, mm-hmm. Cancer Support Center. Support is the important word in there. and supporting our local artists.
There you go.
So it's going to be a fun couple of days.
All for the amazing price of $5.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Well, again, if, I guess I'll end with Debbie. I started with Debbie. All the services that you talked about, the Tai Chi, the everything else, the classes you offer, the massage therapy, how does somebody get plugged in for that?
So the exercise classes and the services, all they have to do is stop by Hope Stone. And they can pick up a calendar. We're on Facebook, of course. Mm-hmm. Everybody's on social media.
Sure.
So we're on Facebook, and you can find our calendar and our events and all those kinds of things there. One thing I do want to stress is that we are open to the public. So all of our programs, all of our services, our classes, things like that, those are all open to the public, obviously with the exception, the support groups are designed specifically for certain
You have to kind
groups.
Of have to, I won't say qualify, have a reason to be there.
Have a reason to be there. But our exercise classes, our paint and pour parties, our the massage therapists, they have their private practices are there as well. So everything that we do there is open to the public. The beauty of it is the public pays a small fee, and then we are able to have our cancer patients, our survivors, and anyone who's caring for somebody in treatment mm-hmm. come at no charge to them. So if you know, you have just been diagnosed or you've been, you know, you're in that process and you feel like you're ready to exercise, come on down and see us. You're not ready to exercise, you need somebody to talk to, come down and see us. You might need a meal, or maybe you don't know what you need. Just come down and see us, because we'll hook you up. You know, we're going to take good care of you.
There you go. It is Hope Stone Cancer Support Center, with the emphasis on the word support. They'll also be there for you this Friday and Saturday with the art show. Come have some fun, and like Jerry was saying, take home some Christmas or Thanksgiving or holiday decorations somewhere along the line. We've got more on the way. You need to check out Hope Stone and see what's going on this weekend, or anytime, check them out on social media. You'll find out a plethora of things for you. More on the way coming up in just a bit. 48 degrees and 7.5 minutes in front of 10 o'clock.
It took me a long time to be able to say Chandler has cancer, because that is such a scary word. St. Jude takes care of absolutely everything. And knowing that we don't have to pay for all of the medical expenses, that's huge.
St. Jude allowed me to focus on being a mom to Bryce. And sometimes I'm just in awe of the impact St. Jude has, not only on this community, but the world.
St. Jude is uniquely positioned to advance the cures of pediatric cancer, I think better than any other institution in the world. The contributions make a big difference.
Donors are important to us because you get the feeling that you have a team behind you. We have the resources and we have the focus. And so, if St. Jude doesn't do it, who will?
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets. Complete Check Your Markets coming up when we come back right